Early voting is underway in Maryland, and Baltimore County residents will, for the first time, elect some of the members of the county school board. The way it's being done could be a bit confusing, but there are those who think electing school board members is the key to mending the current fractured board. WYPR's John Lee joins me in the studio to talk about it. And John, let's start by getting an idea of how the county school board is working now.
Sure. Well, it's a board that regularly splits 8-4 on key issues, and most notably in the battle over whether to make Verlita White the permanent school superintendent. And it's not hard, Nathan, to pick up on the bad blood between board members. For instance, there recently was debate over whether to make White interim for another year after the board's vote to make her the permanent superintendent was rejected by State School Superintendent Karen Salmon. And you'll remember that happened after members of the minority lobbied Salmon to do that. And so here's a little taste of a dust-up from a recent board meeting. And you'll hear board member Stephen Virch, Chair Ed Gillis, and member Ann Miller.
The double standard being
Let's stay.
That I'm right on point, Ed.
And no, Mr. Virch is
motion,
out of order.
The motion to amend
He's
is,
out of order, right, and
hold
I'm
on.
Asking
we,
you
we
to
We can
preside.
Have comments.
Our chairman.
Hold on. Mrs. Miller, just be patient.
And then a couple of minutes later, this time between Gillis and board member Kathleen Causey, Gillis saying the board was pressed for time and had already discussed the White appointment in closed session, Causey countering that that was not enough time to discuss what she called the board's most vital and urgent issue.
We need to move on. It's 6:10 and we have a graduation at 7. Mrs. Causey.
Well, perhaps we should have planned the meeting a little earlier and not
we
just
did.
Thought
we
that
did plan.
In 45.
We did. We
and,
did
and
plan.
Not,
hold on. We did plan.
Excuse me. Wait,
no, hold on.
Do I have
hold
the floor,
on.
Mr.
No,
Chair?
Not yet.
So have the candidates running for county executive weighed in on what's happening on the school board?
Yeah, I've spoken to each of them about this, and they all say variations on the same theme, that the board is fractured, and if elected county executive, they'll get involved to try to fix it. Republican candidate Al Redmer summed it up this way.
Not only do they disagree, but they tend to be disagreeable.
Now, Redmer and other candidates say they would try to mediate differences on the board, but it's important to note that the county executive technically does not have any authority over the school board. The executive does, however, control the school system's budget. So the executive candidates also are hoping this move to a partially elected board will help matters.
Now, the process that's being used to make the board partially elected is a bit of a complex one. How does voting work?
Yeah, it really is. And here's the deal. There are 7 council districts in Baltimore County, and each council district will have 1 elected school board member. There are competitive races in all 7 districts, and the primary vote that's going on now is really a runoff. Voters will pick the top 2 candidates in each district to face off in November. But here's the tricky part. In 3 of the council districts, the 2nd, the 5th, and the 6th, there are only 2 candidates for the school board. So in those 3 districts, there is no school board contest on the primary ballot, but there will be one in the general election. And in case you know your council members and not your district number, I'm talking about the districts represented by Vicki Almond, David Marks, and Kathy Bevins.
And the new board is going to have some newly appointed members too, right?
Yeah, that's right. There'll be 4 seats appointed by the governor, and the county school system will not disclose the name of those who applied, but I've been told there are around 3 dozen applicants, and only 2 current board members, Nathan, are running in the election. So when the new school board's in place after the election, it will be a very different board.
Early voting runs through Thursday. The primary itself is a week from tomorrow. And after that, we might have a better idea of what the board will look like in the next year. WYPR's John Lee covers Baltimore County issues for WYPR. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Nathan.